Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Again, I've said this before, but I absolutely love when we have our school mass, our whole school coming together with our daily mass parishioners and people that we pray you throughout the year and the day. It's a very, very great time. And again, thank you for reading today. That's another great gift that many of you have to do reading. That's a huge part of our mass, right? When we hear the scriptures, the Bible, and to have you to read them is a very honor. It's a very honored thing for you, and we are very grateful of our parishioners and your pastor to hear your voices, to hear God's word. A couple things today. Preschoolers.
Did you see this recently?
Yeah.
Yes? When was that?
You had a tour. Yes, we did have a tour during National Catholic Schools Week. And who of you, did I ask you what your favorite colors were?
Whose favorite color was red?
It was?
The red?
You like the red one? All right. Good. Well, I've been wearing this recently. I wore it yesterday. And today, too. So we have worn it a couple times. Why do I wear red? Because I told you this. Just test. What do you think?
Let's see, Christian.
A martyr, yes.
Yeah.
And what is a martyr? Because you guys are brilliant.
I can't remember.
What does martyr mean?
Martyr. So, what are those? Some other first and second graders. What do you think? Yep. Oh, sorry. You guys are up here.
Some believe that believes in God, yep.
Then they're killed.
That's not a fun thing to do, is it?
No.
And today, we don't have many of them in our country in this time of the world. But there are around the world. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But a martyr is a witness, too. It's a witness. And that's why we wear red. To be reminded of those that gave their lives for us, right?
How do we do that in our country, do you think? That of people that gave their lives. Who are some people you can think of, maybe in your own family or around the country, of people who have given their lives for us? What do you think?
Because of the war. Which war do you think? Went overseas right now. It's been there. We've been doing it for about what, almost 19 years now. You're right, Jack. You're very right.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's the one. He's the one. Yep. Yeah. So soldiers that have given their lives for us overseas, and trying to protect us. What do you think, Christian? The skeleton that's in the school. He gave his life for us to offer his skeleton to be in science. It is pretty cool that, yeah, he did. He offered his body for science. And some people do that. You know? And that is okay as a Catholic church, just so you know. Eventually, when you're done with the science, you would then bury that skeleton. Or you bury that person that has given their life for science, or for somebody who gave their organs to somebody else. Right? You remember that? Some of your parents might have it on their driving license. Oh, mine too. A donator that would help somebody else if I got in an accident or something for myself, just to help somebody else that could save their lives. Anybody else? Anybody else that know people that have given
their lives for us?
Military.
There you go. Yep. I was thinking of one other because I don't know, a couple of us have. Yeah, what do you think?
My dad used to be in the army. The army protects us.
Yes, exactly. Military, army, yep. Air Force, yeah. I think about it in the area of firemen, police. Or one of you, Christian, your dad's police. The firefighters. Another one I was thinking was the EM. I always forget the three letters. What's that?
What?
Oh, EMT, thank you. EMT, those are the ones that can help you if you're ill. And they can kind of save your life, or they give their life. I mean, I think about, I remember it's before you guys were even born, but 9/11. Remember how many people went into the hard stuff and gave their lives to save other people. That is unbelievable. So today we have Paul Meeke and his friends. They gave their lives for Jesus, right? The second one I wanted to ask for, there's a number in the gospel, and you guys know I love numbers. What number was it, I think? What do you think? What number? What do you think, Jack?
Five.
Higher. So it'd be higher. Oh, a little lower than that.
Closer.
What do you think? 20 higher.
84.
84? Who read it? Oh, that was me, that's right.
40.
40, higher. 56, higher, you're getting closer. Lower.
99.
Lower. Lower. Higher. 70. Nice work. Nice job, Ashby. 70. Jesus called 70 people, and what were they called to do? Yeah, come to God, yeah, of course. Follow the footsteps of God, yeah, follow the footsteps of Jesus. And they were, what were they telling people? Were they talking about selling lawnmowers? No.
They didn't have lawnmowers back then.
What were they doing?
What are they doing?
Who are they talking about?
God.
God, Jesus, right? And how many did they go out with? I love that so there's 70 people and they went dot by dot. That's right? What do you think? Two by two, which I think is very cool. You know, I'll be honest, I look at some other denominations or religions like the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, that they literally go out to homes two by two. Have any of you had that experience where you've had people knock on your door to talk about Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons? Two by two. Right? And I think that's how we're called to do the same. Now, it depends on what your parents want you to do, but I think it's so important to share Jesus. It's a pretty cool day today. Wearing the red, Paul Meeke, hearing your thoughts about people that have given their lives because they protect us, and that number 70 and the 2x2 of how Jesus ask people to go out into the world to share the good news of Jesus. So please stand, and our lectors, again, we're very honored with you, to read the intercessions today.